Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And certainly that wasn't the way that we wanted the season to end, you know. I was the guy picking the Bears to go on and reach the playoffs, but everything, and I know it's still a little too raw right now, but I still, like, I'm kind of fired up because now that the offseason started, we can start looking ahead to all the cool things that are going to be happening to the Chicago Bears. But before we look ahead, let's take a brief look back. And joining us right now is the man of the hour, Tyler Scott of the Tyler Scott Show.
Good blocking on the perimeter, and that opens it up for Tyler Scott.
Tyler, it was a tough weekend, but how are you doing right now?
Doing good. You know, wish we were preparing for the for a playoff game, but overall doing pretty good.
When you look back on it, and when you look back at the season, and I know we always talk about a couple of games that we feel like had they gone the other way, statistically they were trending in our favor. This could very easily be a playoff team. How close do you think that you guys are to the playoffs? Again, I will go out next season. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to pick at least 12 wins. Just looking at the opponents for next year, I'm like, there's 12 wins right there. How do you guys feel as a team, and how do you feel personally moving forward into 2024?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like we're trending in the right direction. As you can see there, kind of in the back half of the season, you know, you could talk about schedule, strength of schedule, all these, you know, other different things. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to win. You got to win in the NFL, and that's what we did. You know, in the back half, you know, regardless of who the opponent was. And I think that, you know, we're trending in the right direction for sure. And I'm excited personally. I feel like we're a couple key pieces away, you know, from next year being, you know, at this time, you know, preparing for a playoff game, which I'm excited for and excited about. So, yeah, I think we're definitely heading in the right direction.
Well, let me ask you, I know that immediately, I mean, actually before the last couple of weeks, the Bears fans were already into the mock drafts, looking at college players and things like that. What do you guys do, or what? Let me just ask you specifically, like, do you pay attention to mock draft stuff? And I don't want to get into specifics about who the quarterback should be, because that's something that Ryan Poles is going to deal with. And it's like, you know what, brother, that's you. I'm glad that I don't have to make this decision. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy watching football. We all have our own opinions, but overall, like, overarching, like, do you kind of look and be like, hey, you know, we got the one pick, we got the nine pick, we got a third round pick, we got Montez Sweat. Do you kind of look at that stuff as a player?
I don't think necessarily we're looking at picks, so to speak. I think you kind of know, like, kind of the obvious things of, like, all right, we got the number one pick and, you know, maybe the ninth pick. And kind of after that, it's like, you know, it's just kind of whatever. You know, you're just kind of like, okay, I know there's a draft and, you know, you know, each person goes each round. But and those things can change too, you know, depending on, you know, what happens throughout the draft. As you know, it's each year you don't know how it's going to go. You know, got people trade picks away, and there's always just, you know, movement and things of that nature. So, but, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily really pay attention to the picks and things of that nature. But I know, like, personally watching college and things of that nature, you know, watching the national championship game that was just played, you know, yesterday, I think you just kind of look like, man, I think this guy will be good. Or, you know, like, oh, you think he'll go in the first round, or, you know, this guy's second round, or man, he's going to be a dominant guy when he gets to the next level, you know? So I think there's definitely that type of talk. But I mean, the biggest thing though, is, you know, you're just getting off of off of a long season. You're really trying to rest and recuperate and allow, like you said, kind of the front office to do their deal as far as, you know, as far as the draft is concerned. And then, you know, me, I'm just preparing for, you know, the next season, you know? So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
What is it like when, I mean, there's obvious chatter going around Chicago, and without being player specific, you hear them say things like, oh, we could get this wide receiver, be it this guy or that guy, regardless of who it is. When you hear stuff like that, do you go like, wait, I play receiver. Like, what are you talking about? We're fine. We don't need anybody. Or do you look and you're like, yeah, that guy's pretty good. Would it be overall helpful for us to have him?
Yeah, I kind of look at it that way. It's like, yeah, that guy's pretty good. And, you know, I feel like I'm pretty good too, you know. I played a lot of snaps this year. You know, got a lot of snaps under my belt. And, you know, that was huge and that's helpful. You know, you can't teach experience. And so I was able to get, you know, a good bulk of that in my first year. And, you know, it's a competitive league, you know, and they're always trying to, you know, find somebody to replace you, you know, as well. Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's a competitive league and, you know, I'm confident in my abilities and who I am and who I will become. So I know they're going to bring in, you know, some new faces in the room and, you know, it's going to be more competition, but, you know, that's just the name of the game and, you know, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. I love that that's your answer and that's the competitiveness in you. Similarly, you know, when I go out and do comedy, I like doing shows that have other funny people on it because it makes the overall experience better and then people, and it makes yourself better. Cause when you have somebody, you know, you go to an open mic with 20 people who are terrible. It's not fun to try to go up there and tell jokes because people are like, they're dead. The crowd is just not lively or anything, but I think there is something about iron sharpens iron. And if you bring in other people, I think overall, cause we want to have like a robust room. Like I think about some of the teams, that you're probably not old enough to remember, like the greatest show on turf. Like they had like three ballers. Like even if you look at like Seattle right now or some of the other great teams of the past, like, yeah, when you have three great receivers, like I feel like it's really helpful and it makes everybody better. And depending on who the, you know, so that's a good, good attitude to have. But let me ask you. So I hear much about like exit interviews. Did you have one? Do you talk to the coaches before you go? Or was that just DJ Moore? Like, do you have to sit down with the coaches and kind of go over stuff like that?
Yeah. Each player goes through kind of.
Everybody like, does it.
Yeah. Before you leave, you know, everyone kind of talks to, you know, your position coach and, you know, head coach and, you know, GM, things of that nature. Just kind of go like a little recap of the season, you know, your thoughts, feelings, stuff like that. Same kind of stuff you do in college, same type of deal before you kind of take off for off season. Mm-hmm.
What was it like? What's it like? What was the mood like? Cause it's, I mean, obviously it would have been cool to like go out on a win and everybody's happy, but, and even though we played really well, we finished strong with the last week. Like that aside, what is that conversation like? Is it a long process? Like, are you in there for a long time or is it kind of like, hey, you did great. See you next summer or whatever, anything like that. Like what was the vibe like in that room?
Yeah, I think each person is different, you know, depending on, you know, situation or, you know, somebody like me, you know, I'm a guy that can talk, you know, so
I was going to say, cause like, I feel like somebody else might've been in there 2 minutes you probably went an hour.
Yeah, no, I'm a guy that can talk and, you know, express feelings and, you know, thoughts and things of that nature. But no, I think, you know, at least for me, it was all pretty positive as far as just, no, overall season, you know, just going through my first year, kind of asked about, you know, those things and, you know, my experiences and things of that nature. But it was all good stuff, you know, expecting big things from me, you know, going into the next year. And, you know, Poles mentioned that, you know, so, you know, I'm excited about next year. And like I said, my continued growth. And, you know, they talked about, you know, just how guys, you know, have that year one, have a lot of reps, you know, go through those, you know, ups and downs and things of a season. And then, you know, you see those big leaps, you know, to year two, year three, you know, those guys that have had a lot of reps, you know, you see with Kyler Gordon and, you know, Jaquan Brisker and things of that nature. And so, you know, I'm expected to, you know, have the same type of leap. So, like I said, everything's trending in the right direction.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel the same way. I'm not tripping. Although speaking of tripping, is that not a penalty anymore? I know it's Green Bay and like, they don't call a lot of stuff against those guys. That was pretty obscene. Although what was worse? Was it when Simone Biles' husband hit Justin Fields like 8 minutes? And then listen, the Packers have a history of this. It goes back to Jim McMahon. The Packers have a history of hitting our quarterbacks late. What is up with that? Like what is happening?
I don't know. He hadn't got one call this whole year.
Not a single one. There has not been a single late hit. Do you guys notice that or did somebody have to tell you?
No, definitely. No, that's something we definitely all noticed. And that infuriates everyone, you know, on the sideline to see that, you know, seeing him running and then he's just not getting any respect or any calls or things of that nature. But let that be a different type of quarterback. Because I remember the Packers were facing the Chiefs You know, earlier this season, I remember Patrick Mahomes was running. He had 2 feet in the green, and I think it was Owens. It was the same. Yeah. I think it was the same guy. Hit him in the sideline. You know, Patrick Mahomes goes flying into the sideline, and I'm sitting here like, okay. And they threw a flag, and I'm sitting here like, wait a second. How can you throw a flag when there's he's 2 feet running. In the? He's still running. He has 2 feet in the green. He's open to all and any and all contact. He's not sliding. He's not giving himself up in any way. So I'm sitting here like, how is that being called? But for Justin, it's not. So for me, I look at those situations and I'm like, okay. And that was at Green Bay too. And so I'm sitting here like, okay, that must be like a personnel thing of like refs looking at, all right, it's Patrick Mahomes. So we're calling that, you know? So like I said, I don't know what the rhyme or reasoning is behind that. I'm pretty sure that the coaches and staff, you know, let it be known beforehand, before the game is started. You know, and definitely even over the course of the season, the lack of calls that he's gotten in that area. So I'm pretty sure they definitely have some type of heightened awareness, at least from the coaching staff, of that, you know, if that case tends to pop up, but we just haven't gotten the calls.
No. And it's so funny. I know you probably hate when I bring up AYSO, but I feel like there's a little bit of, because like my best player, like she would never get calls. Like girls would take her out, and before the games I'd have to go up and be like, I know you guys are intent on getting her leg broken, but if somebody takes her out today and you guys do nothing, and I don't care, because I think it's the same argument. It's like, well, Justin's out there running. It's like, but at the same time, you still can't just light him up.
Exactly.
Like, especially when he's going down and you know he's going down. And I know they go and they lower their shoulder and then they go, oh, I barely, like,
right, right.
The arm is not what's the worst part. It's your body hitting him in the head the worst part. It's so infuriating.
And then they take him out the game, like, okay, well,
I would have lost my mind on the sideline. I would have gone crazy. And credit to you guys, because I'm surprised there wasn't a fight. Like, I'm at some point, and then you start losing, you're like, you know what? Like, we're just gonna go get somebody. But that's neither here nor there. Hopefully that's something that the people can clean up. What was it like talking to Justin? It was weird listening to him on his post-game press conference. Now, obviously, I've told you this plenty of times, and everybody who watches the shows knows how I feel about Justin Fields. I've been a fan of his, like you, since he was at Ohio State. And so for him to hear him say, hey, in case this is our last rodeo, I'm like, don't do it, Jeff. Don't say that. But like, what was that? Is there when you hear that, where you're like, what is that all about? Or is it just him being him?
Yeah, I think it's definitely him being him, as far as just kind of his just raw emotion. You know, he's just kind of feeling what he's feeling. You know, he's in a tough situation, you know, having a lot of people, you know, just a lot going on, you know, leading the team, you know, they're in the back end half of the season trying to get into the playoffs, but at the same time people talking about, you know, him being replaced and things of that nature, not sure whether he's going to have a job here in Chicago next year while us still having a chance to end up being in the dance at the end of the, you know, at the end of the season.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
So you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think it's just so much, you know, going on, and I can't personally, you know, put myself in his shoes. But you know, I just really feel for him, you know, and I told him, like, I got your back, man. And, you know, I appreciate it no matter what happens, man. I appreciate, you know, the way he took me in and, playing with him. You know, I had a lot of fun playing with him, and, you know, he's a great dude. And, you know, I've always been a fan of him since, you know, he was at Ohio State. I think he's just, like I said, it's a tough situation that he's in, you know, not knowing and having to be the face and the leader of a team.
Yeah, and just absolutely not getting a lot of respect. Or it's not necessarily I guess it is a lack of respect, because there's no other quarterbacks out there that I can think of that just, because you hear the talking heads in the media talking about, like, you know, you reset the quarterback clock and all that stuff. And I'm like, but with other players, with other quarterbacks and other teams, some we might be familiar with, they're just like, they play one good game, they're like, oh yeah, this is the franchise guy. They get compared to Hall of Famers. Yeah. Justin goes on a stretch of like great games. People are like, yeah, whatever. And then like these other guys have like one or two great games against somebody needed to score 33 points to beat Carolina. And they're like, well, Hall of Fame. He's like, they're too pre. Like, it is so frustrating. And so I really wanted to feel for him. So it's always, it's just so, I hope it's not the end, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I've been on this show, even when you're not here, even when you left, the other night, I was like, nope. I go, I am this is what I think. Listen. And like you, you know, when you're a fan, you just got to kind of wear that. You're like, okay, whatever. Like, I have no say in who the quarterback's going to be next year.
Yeah.
Even you as a member of the team has no say. Do they ask you? I mean, without getting into specifics, like DJ Moore kind of alluded to it about backing up Justin and everything like that. Do you get an opportunity to do that too as well when you're talking with the coaches at the end of the year, or is it different because you're a rookie?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different, you know, me being a rookie. It's kind of more of just an evaluation of just kind of me personally and, you know, kind of, you know, the next steps, you know, as far as my development and my career, you know, moving forward. But,
So like, yeah, and I could see it like 4 years down the road, you're talking about like other things, and there's different levels of leadership, and I get all that.
Yeah, there's levels to it.
I was just curious. The exit interview situation always just fascinates me, but
yeah.
I did want to ask though, because I know you're a fan of football, you're a fan of the sport. Now we've talked about on this show, our friends down in Tennessee, who are no friends at all, led you to believe that you were going to be a Titan this year, and yet that did not work out. Now, obviously, some news broke on Tuesday that Mike Vrabel was released. What is your reaction to that? Because obviously, like, you're in the game, you might not watch every Tennessee game, but you're in the league. You probably have an opinion on Mike Vrabel. What were your thoughts when you saw that Tennessee was moving on from him?
I think, you know, if I'm being honest, it's just like, I feel like they've been in the playoffs for the last pretty consistently. I feel like they've been like a playoff contending team.
Absolutely.
And now he kind of has they kind of have a down year where they don't, you know, end up making the playoffs. And boom, just like that, you know, they get rid of their coach, you know, a few days after the season. So I'm just kind of looking at it at that perspective, not, you know, I'm taking the personal feelings out of that.
Right.
Just kind of looking at it as like just somebody who's just observing football and just the way things happen. And I just see that and I'm like, man, I'm like, you know, someone who, you know, has a, you know, seems to have an established type of culture, you know, at a place, a guy that's, you know, you can seem to count on to, you know, usually going to get him in the, at least a chance or opportunity towards the end of the season. You know, you have one bad stretch of a year, and man, just like that, you know, your job is gone. You know, and it kind of just, you know, you see stuff like that, and it kind of, you know, just humbles you a little bit of just like, man, you know, it's like stuff can be here today and gone tomorrow. You know, even when you've had success, even when you've had given yourself or even your team a chance to, you know, play, you know, for, you know, in the last dance, and, you know, you have a, you know, missed up here or missed up there. And, you know, just like that, it's like, you know, they're moving on, finding the next person, you know. But, you know, one thing I have noticed and am noticing is that, you know, we have, you know, live in a microwave, you know, you hear the term microwave society, and you hear the term of like the locker room was kind of like a, I'm trying to remember the quote, but basically how things are ran in football, in a locker room, on the business side, is basically how things are ran in society as well. Living in, you know, a microwave type of society, it's just like that. It seems to be, you know, in the NFL as well. You know, they want results right now. There's no wait until next year. You have a short time frame and a short time, you know, window into building these things. You know, if Mike Vrabel was, you know, in college football, it was probably a head coach, it would probably be different. You know, if you go and you're making, you know, you're winning, you know, conference championships back to back, and you know, you're giving your chance to your team a chance at the end. You know, you're gonna have some time, and you may have a down year. You know, look at Dabo. You know, he was on top of the world as far as, you know, going to national championships, and you know, it's kind of fell off, but yet he's still, you know, still there. And so, you look at those type of things, and just kind of the differences, the things that I've noticed from college level looking at the NFL. You know, I just find it interesting, you know, how just like that, your job can be taken, you know, long with an answer, but, you know,
I love it. This is what I want out of you. We want to give you an opportunity to kind of flex your, overall knowledge of the game. And, CJ Stroud is going to be ruining it for a lot of people too, because he had so much success getting the Texans into the playoffs here as a rookie quarterback. Before we let you go, what is the one thing, like, now that the season's over, obviously you're a huge fan of football. What are you looking forward to in the playoffs? Like, I will look forward to rooting against Green Bay, as I always do. Although I did pick them to win because the NFL like team puts out these like, hey, all the analysts picks. I'm the only one picking the Packers. So if they want to use that to roast us, they can't because they won't give me any credit, which is great. It's a brilliant move by me. I play head games with these guys.
I see.
What are you looking forward to in the playoffs? And like, who do you think, like, I don't want to put you, like, who do you think's got a really good shot at winning this whole thing?
Yeah. No, definitely. So, I mean, I think first and foremost, kind of like everybody else, I think you want to just see just great football, man. You know, it's a great product, you know, just teams competing. You know, hopefully we can get some, you know, down to the wire type of games. You know, hopefully we can get those things. But if I would pick a team that I think would win it all, I would definitely probably have to go with the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
You know, I think Lamar Jackson has bought out this year, and just looking at their cast of, you know, offensively and defensively, just, you know, how well they've played, you know, and just kind of how they have been through the regular season. I don't think there's a team that'll stop them.
Yeah, I love that pick. And Lamar Jackson is also one of those quarterbacks who doesn't get a lot of calls, doesn't get a lot of I don't think he gets as much praise as he probably should. And so I'm low key kind of rooting. I'm also kind of rooting for that. I like John Harbaugh too. I think he's a great coach. So trying to curry favor with the heart. But anyways, I'm with you. And I think them, like San Francisco, are two teams. Cleveland is one to watch out for, but I think Houston's going to be a tough out this first week of the season. So we'll see how that goes. And I want to remind everybody, if you're looking for a place to watch the playoffs this weekend, might I recommend Game Room Chicago? It is the best place to watch any sporting event. And this weekend is the perfect time to go check it out. If you've not been there, it features billiards, shuffleboard, skee ball, papa shot, and so much more. And it's plenty of space to watch all of those great games, and with a menu featuring Michelin-starred chef Mari Katsumura snack foods. There are also beer towers, a weekend Bloody Mary bar, shareable signature cocktails, and so much more. Game Room Chicago, located inside the historic Chicago Athletic Association Hotel. A great way to watch the games this weekend. But so listen, I'm going to let you go. I think we'll still get together, I hope. I hope this isn't the end of us, because if it is, no, it can't end like this.
Okay.
We'll talk again in the future, but listen, really appreciate your insight. I've enjoyed talking to you, getting to know you, and doing all this stuff. I really wish we could have beaten Green Bay. And listen, I know we're in like the second year of saying like, this can't go on forever, but I feel really good about where we're at this team. I hope you do as well.
No, definitely, man. Adam, I appreciate you. I appreciate your optimism, you know, all the time. Every time I see you, man, I'm just so optimistic, you know, about the Bears. And, you know, I love that.
Well, I try to, you know, listen, I just try to keep it real. And I appreciate everything you're doing. So we'll talk again soon. Enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy the first round of the playoffs. And until we talk to you later, I'm Adam. He's Tyler. And bear down, everybody. Sammy, go ahead and play us out.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Adam Rank on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.